This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. As we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America. A big shout out to everybody out there in Utah tonight and up there in Michigan as well, across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, officers of the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there and working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm on Parler when they come back on. The Captain's America Third Watch, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course the website for the show is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out. You'll see some things over there that just might interest you as well. All right, well, joining us right now, we have I'm getting all set here. We have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. All right. Yes, and the 37 people outside my window that are getting ready to go to work at the brand new Hyatt Hotel over there. By the way, they're training a new crew, and they should be open in the next week or two. They are really come along like a steamroller over that place. Last night, they actually had the people in their restaurant and cocktail lounge dressed up, and I think they were training them how to wait on people. That's what it looked like.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. This is in a state where they're letting people in.
Well, this is Florida. This is not the Socialist Republic of Michigan. Sorry. Sorry, Michigan, but you know where I'm going, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and get rolling. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Joe Biden has promised to reverse President Trump's immigration policies. Now, according to him, he's only going to free or give immunity, if you will, to 11 million illegals that are here in this country. Well, I think he's way low, and I think we're going to find out real quick when they come out of the woods. But now he faces an immediate challenge on that, as thousands of migrants are headed towards the U.S. border from Guatemala, about 7,000 or 8,000, they're telling us, in a big caravan, and they are actually fighting. They are actually fighting to get here, because Joe Biden say we have $100 100-day where we get immunity. We can come in and we will be welcome and have jobs and money. And yep, you know who told him that?
Absolutely. Well, this is part of the not only just Joe Biden, but it's part of the Democrat Party and
they're down there.
Efforts to
they're down there.
Fundamentally.
Yeah, they're down there. They're in Guatemala. They're in the Honduras. They're in Dominican. They're down there. They're in those countries and encouraging the people and signing them up to come up this way.
Yeah, they are. But there are some skirmishes going on. Some of the police down there breaking up some of that a caravan of folks trying to head to this country. But that's what you have when you have people like Joe Biden and many others who are basically inviting them to come into this country to fundamentally transform this nation into something you and I and many others do not want. This is something that we knew that was going to be happening under such an administration, and we've got to prepare ourselves.
You know, when I knew this? Okay, let me date myself. I knew this in 2008. I actually knew it back in 1963 when the Cloward Pivot Strategy came out, we learned about it. I've been talking about it ever since it first came out, saying, folks, we got a problem. We got to do something. I've been warning my friends and this, that, and the other. I've talked about the Tea Party groups back then. But in 2008, when we first started our first Tea Party group here in the state of Florida, we actually were acting against that stuff, and we knew how to do it because we knew what they were going to do to us.
Well, that's wonderful in the state of Florida and a few other places, South Dakota and elsewhere. But we've got to get more and more Americans on board, including folks here in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and these other leftist-leaning states to join in the battle.
Yep.
People, maybe they don't realize just how horrendous things can be. But I do believe that more and more Americans are going to be uniting and getting together and fighting against this.
And we are willing to lend our support and lend our advice to the people that want to start up something like that in the home states that they're in. We're willing to do that. All they got to do is get a hold of us, and we'll tell them what needs to be done. It's basically nothing more than a little bit of grease time, elbow time from yourself doing what needs to be done. I know. I've been there, done that. Now, how about the Parler CEO, who I believe was on both Fox and Newsmax last night? He's very optimistic about the social network being up and running by the end of the month. Now, he's had quite a road to go, and I get it. My website was suddenly taken down because of a different reason. The company that was providing me the service went bankrupt, and they went dark one day, and it was like, uh-oh, now what?
well, you know how folks are getting shut down on Facebook and Twitter and the like.
Sure.
But the good news that's coming out of this is forcing people to find alternatives. And in this effort to find alternatives, soon we will not need the likes of Twitter and Facebook and others, because new networks are being developed, such as the reestablishment of Carter.
Carrier pigeons. And I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. We'll have an Edwards Notebook on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the Captain. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's official. The Grand Old Party is on a suicide mission. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the great American philosopher Will Rogers once said, there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between the Republican and Democrat parties. Today, the Republican and Democrat Party are fully exposed as political leftist mirrors of one another. Since its inception, the Democrat Party has been the party of slavery, Jim Crow, bigotry, undermining our unalienable rights, and ruining American cities via draconian policies. The Republican Party was founded and commissioned to be the party of liberty, pro-American, pro-God, etc. But increasingly, the Republican Party has more recently become the party of ne'er-do-well cowards and Chinese concubines like Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao, who, among many other fake conservative Republicans, have turned against President Trump and have joined the dishonest media minions who blamed Trump for the recent melee at the Capitol building, where guards allowed some demonstrators in the building who were Antifa thugs pretending to be Trump supporters. Many Republicans are shameful pretenders, killing what was a great political party. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
By the way, it goes more than just the Antifa thugs. There were the Boogaloo Boys in there. We had some Antifa folks. Besides the Black Lives Matter, we had a whole bunch of hardcore right-wingers in there, too. We're finding out about it. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has got a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and wow, that feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, directly next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Tell them the captain sent you and save some more money. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We're going to take a call here from Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead, Mel.
Yes, beautiful Edwards Notebook that was just broadcast. Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
I what has to happen? Well, first of all, I heard the captain
and Chris
speaking about the pendulum, how it swings.
Yep.
The pendulum is not going to swing unless we change the election rule, the election process,
yep.
The voting process. And in regards to these bloodsuckers coming up from South America to crash our economy and take our social efforts that belongs to Americans, you know, with the green cards and all that, once we take back our republic, we have to round these people up and send them on back. But first of all, no, before we even do that, because they come here with skills and crafts that we had. Wood shop, metal shop, auto mechanics, and this and that and the other in the school, in our schools before the liberals and the Democrats got rid of that.
Right.
You know, we have to replace all of those shops back in our school,
right.
Our educational system.
Right.
And then send these fuckers back, send
all
these people back, these
all right. Thanks, Mel. Thanks, Mel. We got to get on this, otherwise we'll run out of time. Now, first of all, Ron, I'm in an area down here where we have Votech schools. Do you have them up there?
They're bringing them back. There's a few of them.
Well, you know what they are. Back in the days in rural America, we had what was called the Aggies. We had the guys and girls that could take the agriculture courses and learn welding, learn plumbing, learn electronics,
auto
whatever.
Mechanics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And now they're bringing it back in terms of vocational schools, and we've got them here in Florida. So that's what needs to be done. But he mentioned elections. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, here we go. All the election laws start at the local, county, state level. You can actually have a local authority that has a higher authority rule than the state, which means the highest local authority law prevails, and therefore you got to take care of it in your own states. So you got to think local or think nationally and act locally. That's what we were talking about.
All politics is local, and that's where it comes from. It's down there with we the people. And until we change that, we're going to continue to run into these types of results that we're grappling with right now, even with the presidential situation. And we have to be nonstop in these efforts. So often on our side, we make a little progress and then we sit on our laurels and then things slip back and we have to start all over again. And we've got to have what's called a full court press, and we cannot back down. We have to convince our fellow, citizens to join in with us for their own rational self-interest.
Now, I'm going to skip by something, otherwise we may run out of time. President Trump today is going to issue 50, maybe 100 commutations and pardons before his term ends. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I'm in agreement with the president. He needs to do that. Be a good slap in the face to certain people who hate many of the people that he's going to give the pardons to and commutations and whatever. I agree with it. I have no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is we have a situation where the vice president yesterday, and I totally agree with him on this, and I'm sure you will too, he said he was proud of President Trump and the fact that he kept the United States out of any new wars. You betcha.
Well, it was a nice thing for the man to say, and I totally agree with him. I could have done a lot more before to help our president in certain issues, but, it is what it is, and I do think President Trump will at least, Vice President Pence for at least saying something to that regard.
Now, so, are you ready to collapse? You're holding on to something tight, right?
go for it.
There's an NBC poll that I found amazing. I couldn't believe it. I had to do a double and triple take at it. The Trump approval rating is unhurt by the impeachment and the Capitol riot, according to NBC, of all people.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised because more and more people understand too little, too late, you know, after the fact.
It wasn't his fault.
During the election. But, they know it wasn't his fault.
It was a big setup. And some of the Trump folks, unfortunately, fell for it and they went inside the building. But thank God, not that many.
Yeah. And, people are finally catching on, too late, but they understand that Trump has been lied upon over and over and over again by the leftist media, and here we are. Uh-huh. But, everyone knew it wasn't his fault because he was speaking when some of that stuff started happening, by the way.
Yeah, I know. By the way, the people, the Boogaloo Boys and the Antifa group, they were already up on the upper layer right outside the Capitol building waiting for their opportunity. But anyway,
and some of them were let in the building.
Yeah.
Also, can't forget that.
Yep, I saw it. All right, now, far-left actress Deborah Messing, who I don't even know who she is, that's how important she is, threatened the news network, said if they even hire or interview Kayleigh McEnery, de-platform hate is what she calls herself, de-platform hate, that if they do that, then she's going to make it her mission to make sure that those networks don't ever have anything on her ever again. Well, big freaking deal.
Yeah, I was going to say big whoop. Yeah, like you said, who is she? In fact, I never heard of her.
I have no idea.
This story. Yeah. So, okay, moving on.
all right, how about Senator Kamala Harris? She submitted her resignation letter yesterday to California Governor Gavin Newsom, and she is a senator no more, turning to her new job as a vice president effective tomorrow. By the way, she gets sworn in ahead of Joe Biden. You know that, right?
Yeah. I am still amazed that the American people were so gullible, such gullible gullivers to go for that woman. That is amazing.
The reason they lost the Senate in Georgia is because the Democrats went around and said, you elect us, you'll get your $2,000. Believe it or not, that's what won that race down there.
Yeah, well.
I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming right back with, somebody named Brooke. Like, you know, the water that runs through the creek, you know, one of those little babbling brooks? Okay, but Brooke Talks America, Brooke Emery, coming back. The superstar of who she are. I'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In the waning days of the Trump administration, sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. Remember, Fair and Fair with offices in Florida and Georgia, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. Now, don't forget they have a 24/7 phone number that you can call. They're there right now, as a matter of fact, 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. They have offices in Florida and Georgia. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. And joining us right now, we have got the one, the only, the incomparable, yes, it is Brooke, Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Oh, hello.
Good morning.
That's my 37 people outside the window getting ready to clock in over there.
Thousands.
Yeah, at the Hyatt. All right, listen, we're going to get going here because there's so much going on, you know, and people keep coming up to me and go, Captain, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? We can't. No, what are we going to do? We're going to just stop for a second. Just stop. You heard part of my conversation, I think, with Chris Markowski, didn't you?
A little bit of it.
All right.
Much.
Well, back in 2007 and 2008.
I heard that. Yeah,
we knew Barack Obama was going to be the candidate. Well, we sat there and we said to ourselves, you know, we got to do something here. We got to get ourselves. And by the way, Frank Salvato, you know who he is, one of my regulars. Mm-hmm. He was also involved in this because he knew of Barack Obama from Chicago and knew all about the stuff that went on up there and how he managed to work his way up through the system. Well, here's the deal. The Tea Parties expanded and grew up, and as a result, we developed a battle plan. Well, the battle plan worked, and we got a whole bunch of people that we didn't get paid for anything we did. We had very little money, but we learned how to play politics, and we got out there and went toe-to-toe, shoulder-to-shoulder, elbow-to-elbow, nose-to-nose, eyeball-to-eyeball with some of the biggest names in the political realm.
Okay.
And it worked.
And how did it work? Was policy changed? Legislation changed?
There was policy change. There was legislation change. We had all sorts of things that transpired because of the fact that we said, hey, our slogan wasn't just taxed enough already for TEA. There was also we wanted a balanced budget. We got that in a couple of cases. For example, Florida is a balanced budget state.
Yeah, well, we'll see. With $15 an hour minimum wage,
I know that
stays the same. Yeah.
I know that. But then again, that's a federal wage, and we'll see what happens here because that's what the feds are going to start paying their people everywhere and anywhere. States can have a different wage, however, because they don't have to go along with the $15 an hour wage. You do know that, right?
No, I didn't know that. But
yeah, a state can.
But
have,
Here's the reality of what's going to happen because, you know, my feeling, I think we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, they operate in a top-down dictatorial authoritarian manner, okay? And what they can do is anything that the states, you know, that the states don't want to go along with, they can say, oh, we're going to withhold federal funds. Oh, you had a hurricane? Oh, okay, no money for you until you do this. Okay, they've done that before. They did that with the tranny bathroom stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it does go to show how crucially important it is that we reelect Ron DeSantis in this particular state. Mm-hmm. Poor Ron lives with the cyborg of Satan, Michigan, which should be a great state. I don't know what happened to the people in that state.
I don't either.
It's unbelievable, you know. But that's what they can do. It's great to think of, yes, all politics is local, and surely, you know what I say all the time, complacency is the enemy of liberty. However,
yep.
do you not think that they also know that? I mean, they're already in, they know that they're going to go for the smallest, everybody needs to recover and pivot. I know you mentioned it, I've mm-hmm. talked about it before as well, is they go for the very smallest, quote unquote, local office.
Yep.
Okay. All of these illegals that are coming in, where do you think they're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
To red counties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also there is a push, you know, of the leftists, a purposeful push to move into red counties. Carol Swain wrote an article about this in terms of, I think it was East Tennessee or West Tennessee, wherever she lives, that should be so solidly red. Georgia. Now, I think Georgia, I mean, I think the whole election was stolen. I don't care what anybody says.
Well,
it was stolen.
You won't get any argument from me on that, but the problem is we couldn't get anybody to hear it.
No, I know. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to see. We obviously can see. I know that Ron agrees with this, is that the president of Heritage, supposedly Heritage, put forth the list of all the judges. Okay, the president of Heritage is a never-Trump rhino. So I don't know that any of those judges, while we say, oh, yes, Mitch McConnell, oh, yes, he's such a strategist, he put forth all these judges. Oh, yeah, but are any of them actually conservative? Apparently not. Are any of them actual Trump supporters? Apparently not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a big problem. I mean, I think we're, you know, it's great to go local, but they already started they've been targeting DeSantis since he won.
Oh, I know.
But they started targeting, I saw the tea leaves, they started targeting him the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The election was over,
yep.
Right? And now they're going full bore, and, of course, they own the media. I mean, first of all, Trump has been right about everything,
mm-hmm.
everything he has said.
Mm-hmm.
But the media, I mean, Lord have mercy. The media truly is the enemy of the people. All of these the media runs the Democrat National Party. I thought that the Democrats ran the media. Oh, no, contraire. It is the media, which runs everything.
MSDNC.
Oh, and Communist News Network. I mean, it's stunning. But the other thing is this, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Great Reset is happening. Okay, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're telling the UK that they need to be that they're going to probably their citizens are going to. And by the way, this is our grandmother country. Okay, mm-hmm. That their citizens ought to get used to the idea of masks.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's what I heard.
I mean, this is what happens when you give up your guns, people. I'm sorry. Okay, don't
the person,
do it.
The person that said it first was not Boris Johnson. It was the mayor of London.
Oh, Khan. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. He's
Shocker.
The one that started that. But
no. I mean, look, I pray for a meteor or an asteroid. I can't take it anymore. Seriously, this is just so depressing.
Well, you can, and it is depressing, but here's the deal. You pick yourself up by your big boy pants, and you roll them up, and you go, okay,
I know
you're a girl, but you still wear jeans. Say, what do I do now? What do I do now? And here's the deal, okay? We are at a crossroads. We are certainly at a crossroads. And as we move forward, we've got to expect more from our elected representatives, and that focus on solutions that will help our cities, our towns, and our states, and the entire country. And again, you heard a question asked about, well, what do we do about the election laws? Well, the election laws are actually at the state level. And in some states, it's so crazy that a city can have a tougher election law than the state, and they got to go by the one in the city.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Jeez.
So we currently operate under a two-party system, correct?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. So are we going to run as Democrat? Are we going to hold our Democrat officials accountable? No, because I would never vote Democrat. I'd rather pluck my own eyes out and stick knives in my ears. Okay, so we have to go with the Republican Party. Let me see. What has the Republican Party done for the Republicans who send them money and vote for them? Bupkis, who is it? I think it was Chris Bartowski that said that today. Bupkis or somewhere.
Do you remember? So, do you remember my little friend out of Texas? Hi, Larry.
No.
That was Ross Perot. I voted for him when George H.W. because I love what he had, what he stood for. I loved his grass. I love what he stood for. Now I'm one of the.
Oh, and who did he end up helping?
He put Bill Clinton in, but here's the deal. He got 19% of the vote, and then it was like he didn't try anymore. My God, he said, "No, I'm not going to run again."
Maybe he was a spoiler.
Well, exactly. But had he kept that party in play and had he run again, I'll tell you right now, I believe you'd be talking about 35 to 40% of the country, and
he didn't.
But here's the deal: if Donald Trump decides, and I'm going to be honest with you, Brooke. I believe he's done with the Republican Party, and they're done with him. So consequently, wait a minute. We'll talk about it on the other side. Hold on. Okay, folks, when we come back, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen here, because I really do, from my contacts and the people I'm talking to around the country, this is where I think we're going next. Watch and see. And we'll be right back with Brooke Emery, host of Brooke Talks America. BrookeTalksAmerica.com, the website. Go over there, check out all the great little things that she does. You're going to love it. And I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Now, Brooke says, I use the word little too much, and that's because you're short.
I'm not short. You're just like 8 feet tall.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean anything to offend you.
I'm just saying.
I do that a lot with people. I go, as a matter of fact, I called somebody the other day shorty, and just for the heck of it. But it is what it is. Okay, listen. We were talking about what we could do. The Republicans may not be the answer. The Democrats certainly aren't the answer where I'm sitting. And I'm certainly not going to go the libertarian route, because every time I turn around, there's somebody in there that's got, you want to talk about tinfoil hats? How about How about plastic helmets or motorcycle? I don't even know how to describe the libertarians. They used to be once in a while have something decent going on, but I haven't seen a decent candidate in, I don't know, 8 years.
I agree. And what was it? Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, come on now. And this is the thing. I think that the libertarians are just complete anarchists. I mean, it doesn't work. The reality is that it doesn't work because you actually do need some kind of regulation sometime. I mean, you know, I can hear Michael Malice screaming on that, but like, you know, you do need it. But they're not for borders.
No.
So, like, my thing is immigration, okay, and we're going to see, you know, we've already seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Immigration, first of all, the Republican Party is being exposed. Every single solitary thing is being exposed, okay? So the problem is that once you get exposed, what do you do about it, and what can you do? Because they have made such tremendous inroads in the Cloward and Piven in every single solitary thing. They own the schools. The state says you have to send your children to school. They break down the family so that the mothers can't stay home with the kids because the mothers are working because there's so much divorce, okay? Or they want to work because, you know, which is fine. I don't have any problem with that. But I mean, like, when you have to work because the families are separated, then the mothers can't stay home with the kids. And then they have to spend 2 to 3 hours going in the car to the work and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a complete breakdown of the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have made such tremendous inroads. The state says you have to send your kids to school. You send your kids. You pay the taxes to pay the teachers to indoctrinate your kids. The whole system, the left owns the system. So what has been being exposed, particularly in my opinion, in the last couple of weeks with the whole, you know, sellout of President Trump on the cert and decert, is there's a uniparty. And basically, the left owns the whole entire governmental administrative state system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But they allow some Republicans to sit at the table for whatever reason. I'm not quite sure. I think the whole Republican Party at this point is just controlled opposition. All of Fox News is controlled opposition, except Tucker. I mean, I'm sorry to say, I don't watch his show. I watch it afterwards, but he's smart and he talks about good stuff. So we have a uniparty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure why they even let them happen. I think it was a facade. Rush always said, oh, well, they're just pretending to have elections. They're not going to need to have elections anymore, okay? They're going to silence anybody who comes. Look, at Marjorie Greene's already off Twitter. The only two people that are worth a damn at this point, it seems, are Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem, okay? That's 2 states out of 50, and now coming 2 more states, because they'll make D.C. a state. They can do whatever the hell they want. And Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, that unbelievably failed territory that is a country, okay, but it's a failed territory, is going to now be a state. So what does it mean? All of the people that live there are going to be Democrat voters, okay? All the people in D.C. already are Democrat voters. There will not be another Republican elected. So I don't really know how we can fix it, to tell you the God's honest truth. I'm very, you know, obviously I'm very upset, but I'm realistic, too. So we can rearrange the deck chairs and put new buttons on
here's part of it. There's all kinds of groups out there if you want to go look for them. And again, I'll just talk here in the local area where I'm at. We have a group. It's a Tea Party that was started way back in 2008, Tea Party Manatee. They're still there. They still call themselves a Tea Party. They've got 1,800 and some odd members. I looked at it the other day. They have every week on Tuesday, they have meetings. Now, unless they have a rally of some sort, they don't get a lot of people there, but they'll get 30, 40. When I show up, they'll get 60, 70, 80. Sometimes they got as many as 100. And if they have a rally, they've had as many as 500 to 1,000 people there at their rally out there in the outdoor area with the stage and all that stuff. But here's the deal, okay? You got to get involved. And people don't understand, Brooke, and maybe you can help me with this. People don't understand. All their power that they have is at the local level.
Yeah.
You can meet the people. You can see them. They understand. There's no messing around. So go ahead.
No, which is why the bureaucrats, you know, that they want to get power as far away from the people as possible. And the Democrats are top down. But the problem is the Democrats are also bottom up. It's bottom up, inside out, upside down, bottom up, top down. So, you know, Van Jones talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have money. This is the issue. You know, you and I talked before the show about, and I'm going to be talking with Scott Presser. I believe I'm going to have him on the show this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk, you know, he's a very grassroots kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he released a video talking about how to, you know, what mm-hmm. we should do. And I'll talk about battle plan 2022. I'm not with the Republican Party in terms of that, but I mean, we have, you know, a Republican that we have to get elected in the state of Florida. So we have to figure out the actual battle plans. I would say the first thing for everybody listening, action item one, and what we should do is talk about action. Find out who your local supervisor of elections is.
Yep. But we've run out of time, so we'll have to talk about it another time. It's always so much fun talking with you, and I enjoy the conversation we're having. People enjoy listening to what we have to say. But it's BrookTalksAmerica.com, Brooke, and that's with an E, BrookTalksAmerica.com, and you can hear your show Saturday nights at 7 p.m. here on my flagship station. And I will be seeing you and talking to you soon.
Okay, find out who your supervisor of elections is today.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and by the way, folks, here's one for you.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, and behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
Yep, we have socialism right around the corner, folks. Right around the corner, folks. And those of you that voted for Joe Biden and company, right around the corner, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. And my prediction right now is that in 2 years, the House of Representatives will go to the Republicans because people won't be able to stand Nancy Pelosi. Not that they can right now, but they won't be able to stand Nancy Pelosi and half the things coming out of there. And they're certainly not going to stand up for AOC and her group. Now, think about something here for a minute. The GOP's de facto leader right now happens to be Mitch McConnell. He certainly is the most powerful figure in Washington, D.C. at the Republican end of things, and his vast abilities are going to be necessary as a check in the Biden administration because he actually can do it if he wants to. So to guard against the return of the appeasement that defined the Obama years, he'll be assisted by the soon-to-be former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who could very easily be running for president in 2024. And key leaders like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. On the domestic front, McConnell is going to be counseling and get help from governors like Ron DeSantis of Florida, Doug Ducey of Arizona, just to name two. His colleague in the House, who I believe will be the next Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, will remain his key partner and should become the Speaker of the House in 2022 after this country's had enough of the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, who said that she's not going to run again. Now, we'll see how accurate that is come the first Tuesday of November 2022. Oh, and by the way, today, have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue up there in West Waters. I'll be there. They play the national anthem at noon, so we get there a little bit early so we can stand up and salute the flag. But that's have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Usually there till 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock, depends on what's going on. If you get a chance, stop by. Great food, great people. You'll love it. Meanwhile, I'll be back tonight. Tomorrow's a big day, the Big Eye Day, inauguration. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay warm. Because it's chilly out. I'll see you tonight. See ya.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.